saw shop.
I still get the horses. I still get the hooves. The all that. I get the female. They're looking for a child. And there's some sort of altercation. I'm not sure if it's... There's something here, and I'm not able to hone in on it. I'm trying to hone in on it a little bit better because it's getting all jumbled in with the horses and the woman and the fire. And
that's where it is spelled Jonathan. J-O-N-A-T-H-O-N.
Who's the M name? We got to see if we can get the M name to come out. Is there someone here with the name that starts with an M?
The only thing I come across that when I was in that doorway over there was Mars. M-A-R-S.
Mars. Well, Mars may have been a last name.
Maybe. Jonathan is what's called.
Jonathan Mars? If Jonathan Mars is coming up, I'm wondering if he's some sort of like lieutenant or someone in charge with military. Jonathan, if you're here, can you please go over and touch the red device on the floor? It won't harm you in any way. It'll light up and buzz. It'll actually give you a little bit of energy to be able to communicate better. Please don't be afraid of it. No one here is here to harm you. We just want to know your story.
Blanket again.
Blanket. Are you here to protect and serve? Are you a soldier? Because blanket is protect.
Child.
Child. Yep, there's the child. Okay, thank you.
Right beside you.
Uh-huh. It's okay. I'm not going to harm you in any way. You just have to remember that you're not allowed to harm me either. You're not allowed to follow me or attach to me. Stay close, please. Did someone die in here? Because I'm getting a death feeling, like a grieving feeling, like...
It's possible. I mean, people died all over this place, to be honest with you. So
yeah, there's a lot of grief. There's a lot of, like, crying.
There was a lot of fighting.
A lot of death, like a lot of...
There was a lot of fighting there.
Yeah, altercations and...
Well, this was a huge contention point for...
Huh?
This was a huge point of contention.
Oh.
Or contest.
So they argued a lot, right? A lot of arguments about it and what to do and...
Well, it was just the North fighting the South. The Confederate would come in and fight the North, and then they'd take it over, and then the North would come back and fight them.
But I feel like there was an argument over whether to start the fires or not.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I feel like this is what they decided to do as part of the war, but I think there was an argument or altercation within the ranks of should we do this or not.
Yeah, is there anything cold? Do you feel cold?
Nope.
Okay. My arm does. But I have a sweater on, so that's why I'm like, there's a breeze out here, but my right arm does not feel cold, but my left arm does.
Just a few odd looking spots.
There's something else with this actual building, and I'm not able to
pinpoint it
because everything else is like over top of it, and it's layers, and I'm trying to get through the layers. No, I don't think I can.
Was that behind me, Derek?
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
I'll show you when you get out of there.
So I looked up that name, and it says, Repairing the March of Mars, the Civil War Diaries of somebody named John Samuel Atherson.
Hmm.
It was a...
So well, how's the Mars in? How's the Mars connected?
Right.
Nothing? Okay.
Like it looked like almost a head. And then nothing.
Is there...
It was just very odd.
Is there apparitions that are shown here?
Someone was asking, then it just vanished.
Is there what, listening.
Is there apparitions being seen here? That you know of?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was trying to think of
a lot of
shadows.
Shadows, right. A lot of work. That, like
they're
residual,
working.
Basically.
They're working as if it's head still standing.
Correct. So it's residual.
Okay, so it's residual.
Yes.
Okay, it's not intelligent.
Correct.
Okay. All right, I think that's why it's hard for me to pick up on it, because it's residual and not
with
intelligent.
A lot of stuff happening, either.
Yeah, and on top of all the other stuff that's happening, all the energy's just like swirling around each other.
But you're not feeling anything strongly negative out here.
Well, when I was out here earlier, when you guys were in doing your tour,
right.
It was rough back here. And I don't know if that was just me adjusting to the ground and all the energy and the horses and, you know, all that. But because it was high over here. And when I was over here, I thought I saw something go between the windows from this side to that side. So I went over and took pictures the best I could inside to see if I could see anything. And, of course, it's just glass, so everything reflects. But I had that feeling when I was out here out of the corner of my eye. So I wasn't sure. And then I saw something over here, too, and it kind of, like, peeked out of that corner over there. Where the door is missing, kind of peeked out from behind there, but I didn't get the feeling like I did upstairs where it was like really negative and wanted to hurt you.
Okay.
No, but I did get the feeling like they're just like, hey,
there's
this is my space.
Here. Do you see two like pair of footprints there? Almost like two people are standing there.
That's, yeah, I mean, I
don't know.
See
I mean, I
why that would look that way, but
it just looks like
a stretch.
Okay.
Are they still in there?
But
there's seven spots.
I'm not getting anything like upstairs.
Okay.
No.
Because the reason I was concerned about bringing you out here is people that had been here.
They're not there.
Trying to think what her name was, Lori something. Like she's apparently a very well-known medium.
Yeah.
Okay.
On TV and stuff.
Is it Appalachian, Northern Appalachian or something like that?
Sure. She does stuff. She was involved with Shepherdstown and different things.
Okay.
I think he was saying she was here. Or no, that was the witch lady.
Yeah, he called her a witch.
Yeah, I guess there was a witch that he knows, a woman that practices Wiccan. And she was drawn very strongly to this area for some negative reason. Like something aggressive.
That's why
I was concerned about
it. Yeah, I'm not...
Back in that back room, I think, is what he had said. That's kind of why we have that camera.
Yeah, but he said in the general area, too.
Yeah, there's that doorway over there. There's something that did peek out at me.
Earlier.
And then when I walked by this, I thought I saw something in there. Mm. The energy when I came on, because it's so overwhelming when I first got here.
Sure.
You know, it's kind of like buzzing in your ears and stuff like that. Yes, I was drawn here. I was drawn right to it. But I didn't feel like I did upstairs.
Okay.
Upstairs was 10 times worse.
And that's good. I mean, they don't want
you to
feel that way. No.
But I'm just saying there is something that peeked out over there, but nothing that was like in my face, I'm going to get you like upstairs was. Upstairs was pretty bad.
Do you want to try some voice, whether it's the spirit box or bad one?
We can try out here and see if we can get anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd put it in the doorway, maybe over there with the camera.
What should we want to do? You want to do the phasma again?
What's
up? Do you want to do the phasma again?
Yeah, please don't walk there.
Please.
Walk around here.
I got you.
Very, very careful. You do not want to fall on anything here.